This week's Parsha, Parshas Lech Lecha, is the first in a long series of Parshios stretching to the end of Chumash Bereishis, which describe the lives of our Avais. On examining the first Pasuk, we are faced with many questions. If we think about what the goal of Hashem's commandment to Avraham is, we would say that He wants Avraham to arrive in Eretz Yisrael. Would it not have made more sense to say, come to Eretz Yisrael? The question becomes even stronger when we note that the end of Parshas Noach, when we are introduced for the first time to Avraham's family, the pasuk tells us that Terach actually was on his way to Eretz Yisrael with his family. Vayikach Terach as Avram benai, Terach takes Avram his son, ve'es Light ben Haran ben benai, and Light the son of Haran, Light being his grandson, ve'es Sarai kalasai, and Sarai his daughter-in-law, who was the wife of Avram benai, ve'yetu itame or kastim, and they actually all left or kastim l'leches Eretz Kanaan, to go to Eretz Kanaan. They were on their way. Ve'yavayu ad Haran ve'yeshvu sham. They only got to Haran, and they stayed there. So Hashem could have easily told Avraham, continue the journey you began on, and come to Eretz Yisrael. Instead, Hashem told him, go for yourself, as Rashi says, and go to a land, the land that I will tell you. He doesn't even give it a name. The Ramban says that Avraham wandered from one place to another until Hashem revealed himself to him. The pasuk in Tehillim describes it as, Ta'isi kiseh oved, I wandered like a lost sheep until I found the place that Hashem wanted me to go to. To begin to answer this question, the Sfas Emes quotes a Zohar saying that indeed, Hashem had been calling out, Lech Lecha, go for yourself, for all to hear, since the beginning of time. And only one person, Avraham, heard the cry and actually picked himself up, cut off ties with anything and everything that was familiar to him, and indeed, left on a journey to the unknown. The point is, go, travel, be, become. There are many going on in this parsha and in the ones that follows as our Avos continue to travel. We, as Jews, their children, their descendants, are also always on the go, both literally, the wandering Jew, but more importantly, in a figurative way. For this call to go, to find ourselves, to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter how far it leads us out of our comfort zone, this call to individualism is the eternal call to the Jew. Lech Lecha, go, move, don't be stagnant. Don't do things only out of habit, rote, or because others are doing it. Lech Lecha, Rav Hirsch says, go for yourself. That is the message to Avraham Avinu, the founder of our nation. As a Jew, we must go. We must always be on the move. The constant companion, the foil and the contrast of Avraham Avinu is Light. In Light, and in his father Haran, we see an example of a person who does not think for himself. We'll start with the famous story of Avraham and the idols, Avraham and the Kivshan Ha'esh, the fiery furnace. Avraham Avinu was brought to Nimrod after he smashed all of his father's idols. Nimrod was the king, and Nimrod said to him, bow to the fire and be saved. Avraham said, why should I bow to the fire? Maybe I should bow to the water, which extinguishes the fire. So Nimrod said, fine, bow to the water. And then he said, Avraham, maybe I should bow to the cloud that carries the water. And Nimrod responded, so bow to the cloud. And Avraham Avinu said, well, maybe I should bow to the wind, which disperses the cloud. And Nimrod said, okay, fine, bow to the wind. And then Avraham said, maybe I'll bow to the person who can withstand the wind, who could stand even when the wind is blowing. And Nimrod said, you're just driving me crazy. I'll bow to the fire and I'll throw you into the fire and let's see what happens. Haran was there too and didn't know which way to go. Should I follow Avraham Avinu's example or should I stay loyal to Nimrod? After Avraham was thrown into the fire and was saved, Haran declared himself to be on Avraham's side, and he was also thrown into the fire, but he died. Why? Because what Haran did is not called Mesiras Nefesh. He was just copying the winner, or as the Kotzker Rebbe put it, people say that Avram was saved from the Kivshan HaEsh because he believed in Hashem and knew that the Nes would happen, whereas Haran didn't believe and therefore he wasn't saved. But that's not true. That's not an accurate reading of the situation, says the Kotzker. What actually happened was, Avram didn't believe he would be saved. He wasn't relying on a Nes. What Avram was doing was being Meiser Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem. He said, I can't bow, not to the fire, not to the sun, not to the wind, not to Nimrod, not to idols, not to my father's idols. I can't bow. I have to be Meiser Nefesh. There's no choice here. It wasn't about being saved or not being saved. It's about acting Al Kiddush Hashem. And therefore he was saved, because he put himself into this situation, Al Kiddush Hashem, he was Meiser Nefesh. And Haran, when he saw Avram coming out of the fire alive and well, he believed that just like Avram was saved, he would also be saved, and he relied on a Nes. And therefore, there wasn't an element of Kiddush Hashem here. He wasn't jumping in because he wanted to be Mekadeshim Shemayim. He wanted to jump in because he saw that Avram was saved, so I'll be saved too. He was imitating, not initiating. It's a different madriga. In truth, if we look at the whole story from a different angle, what we find is that as it happened, Haran happens to be the first person to actually give up his life Al Kiddush Hashem. And therefore, the Chasam Sofer says that as his schar, he is the grandfather of all the imahis, all of our matriarchs. He had three children, Milcah, Yiscah, and Light. Yiscah is Sarah, the wife of Avraham Avinu. Milcah was the mother of Besuel, who was the father of Rivka, who had a brother, Lavan, who was the father of Rachel and Leah, and through his Pilegesh, the father of Bilhah and Zilpah. And even his son, Light, even Haran's son, Light, who eventually married his own daughters, created Ammon and Moav. And out of Ammon and Moav, out of Moav we have Rus becoming the Ima Shel Malchus, and Naamah out of Ammon becomes the wife of Shlomo HaMelech. Meaning that Haran certainly gets schar for dying Al Kiddush Hashem. But Haran himself, we wouldn't know about him. We wouldn't even know his name without the Torah. He does not become one of the Avais. He is not an initiator. Schar he's going to get. But he does not end up playing an essential role in our history. And so too his child Light. We have a frightening insight from the Altar of Slobodka. When in next week's parsha we're going to see Light being saved from the upheaval in Sodom. It says in the parsha, Hashem remembered Avraham and therefore took Light out of the Mahapecha Sodom. Rashi says, what did he remember? He remembered that Light knew that Sarai was really the wife of Avraham and not the sister of Avraham. And when challenged by Pari's soldiers, Light doesn't spill the beans. Light doesn't say, I know that this man is saying is not true. This man is saying, Avraham is saying that Sarai is his sister. It's not his sister. I happen to know it's his wife. And because of that, Light has the schar of being saved from Sodom. It's a little bit mind-boggling because there are Midrashim talking about the Hachnasas Archim of Light, the tremendous Hachnasas Archim of Light, how a girl, his daughter, who tried to give a poor person bread was killed in a dreadful way. And later, the Malachim are going to come to Light's house. Light is going to, in Sodom, in the city where doing Hachnasas Archim, as we just saw, is going to be meted out the most terrible punishment, and yet he begs them to come to his house despite the obvious danger. And he was Meiser Nefesh even when they were threatening to break down the door to protect these strangers. And he was even willing to be Mafker, his daughters, in order to save the guests. He was able to, he offered them his daughters, just leave my guests alone. Tremendous, tremendous, stupendous, outrageous chesed. And he wasn't saved because of the chesed that he did. He was saved because way back then he doesn't betray Avraham Avinu. And the insight of the altar is that whatever a person attains because of his surroundings through education and imitation, even up to and including real Mesiras Nefesh, can just remain chitzonius if that person never integrates it into himself. It doesn't become a true Madregas HaAdam. The true Madregas HaAdam is what becomes his own, what he attains, what with his own internal struggle, with his individual Yetzer Hara. says the Alter Light couldn't help but do this chesed. This is what he was conditioned to do. It wasn't who and what he was for real. And so this is perhaps something that we can take out of this week's parsha. Lech lecha, go as an individual, every single one of us, not as imitators, but as initiators. Hear the constant cry which Hashem is saying, go and always embark on the journey of life. Find the strength to move, to go and to grow, to constantly and always be growing people. The Haftarah of this week's Parsha is a Haftarah I wait for all year. It comes just at the perfect time, just as we're coming out of a month of Yom Tovim and ready to embark on our winter. Halayadata, im lay shamata, elekei olam Hashem. Don't you know, haven't you heard, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our God, and he is the God of the entire world. He doesn't get tired. Hashem doesn't get tired, but not only does Hashem not get tired, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us people who are sometimes tired, who sometimes don't have the strength for lech lecha, to go, to embark, to initiate, to find our path. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us koyach. To whom? The pasuk continues, V'koyve Hashem yachlifu koyach. The ones who connect themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a kav, like a line. The ones who stick to Hashem, to attach themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yachlifu kayach. Hashem will exchange their kayach like a faucet, that if you turn on that faucet, the water will keep on running. It will keep on exchanging. It will keep on finding new sources of that water. Yarutsu v'lo yigau. We can run and we will not get wearied. Yelchu. We will go. V'lo yiafu. And we will not get tired. So the parsha, lech lecha, go, and the Haftarah that says we will have, if we connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we will constantly and eternally have the koyach to go, to move without getting tired.